wonder how Iraq's church is like a wetlands marsh? Or how about the gospel managing to find its way past the DMZ into North Korea? We also have a story on bare feet and evangelism on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iraq's Christian heritage is like its wetland marshes. What was once teeming with life had been drained off and resembled a desert. Open Doors, Paul Esterbrooks.
The Christians are being told, we want a Muslim-only nation. We do not want any Christians here. This is similar to what's going on today in northern Sudan.
Extremists are targeting Christians and driving them out of the country. Today, there's roughly 300,000 left of the 1.2 million that were there 20 years ago. Still, church leaders who remain are encouraging the remnant to stay.
There's a sense in which the salt and light that Christians are to be in a land must remain there. And this is the appeal that Christians are making to us for our prayers on their behalf.
Open Doors is coming alongside this remnant to help. Why? Remember the comparison to the wetland marshes? A civil engineer found a way to get the water from the Tigris and Euphrates flowing back. They're teeming with life now. So it is with the seeds of the church. Next, as war drums pound loudly in the foreground of daily news reports, Transworld Radio is sending a message of peace and hope to North Korea. With only 1.7% of the population Christian, TWR is broadcasting several hours a week of gospel programming to North Korea. It's now looking to add three new programs to encourage believers and bring others to God's saving grace. Pray that TWR will receive funding so they can further the kingdom of God. This is Mission Network News. When's the last time you walked outside barefoot? Well, according to the Centers for Disease Control, hundreds of millions of people are infected with a soil-transmitted disease. But impoverished kids don't have any other choice. They have to go barefoot. Maria Brugal of Buckner International says that'll soon change in the Dominican Republic. In early August, a Shoes for Orphan Souls team will bring around 600 new pairs of shoes to the DR. This trip is about more than shoes, though.
It's more than coming and having a picture taken with a poor kid. It's much more than that. It's for them to understand that they are important for the Lord.
To that end, Buckner is holding a vacation Bible school for the kids, and trip participants will get to share the gospel. Want to go? You can sign up at missionnetworknews.org. Pray many kids will come to Christ as they experience His love.
It's really an experience that you have to have. You need to have to see how privileged we are.
Meanwhile, 80% of people in the world live on less than $10 a day. But what causes poverty and what can we do about it? Food for the Hungry believes it's caused by broken relationships, so they provide a free four-week series to introduce you to the Bible's view on poverty. The curriculum includes group activities, Bible studies, and stories that'll help the group's understanding on poverty and how you can help. Pray that the series will continue to make an impact on many lives. And do you have a passion for India? That an upcoming trip might be just for you, says Donna Glass with India Partners.
Our vision is an India full of hope, justice, and the compassion of Christ. If they feel that in their hearts, then we want them on our trip.
At the end of June, India Partners is going to visit a cohort that gives the disabled job skills.
We are going to help them by doing some mock interviews, give suggestions on how to present themselves and how to answer with confidence.
The disabled face significant challenges in India, where many consider them a shame.
They are shunned and they're hidden away. The justice isn't there. They're not given an equal shot.
You can help show them the love of Christ. Sign up through a link at our website. Pray safety for the team's travels.
Pray that God's blessings and spirit is upon the team and upon all whom we encounter.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible, give the others away as a reminder to pray for Sat7's ministry in the region. Get your free bookmarks when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.